In this tutorial, we will review the direct messaging setup options, as well as how to customize your office's direct document coding. The end-to-end direct messaging interface within MedEnt is highly customizable and can be configured to suit your... the specific needs of each provider in your office. After you have completed the direct message training with MedEnt's interface department, the end-to-end direct user will be activated in your system. The interface department creates the end-to-end direct user to act as the central hub where all of your system's direct messaging content can be collected and available for reference. The end-to-end direct user will not act as a normal user that will need to be logged into with a username and password. The end-to-end direct user will not act as a normal user that will need to be logged into with a username and password. This user is simply meant to be the organizational tool to filter direct messages. This comprehensive direct user will contain all the... This comprehensive direct user will contain all of the direct messages and attachments received by your system for multiple... This comprehensive direct user will contain all of the direct messages and attachments received by your system for multiple providers using their own unique direct messaging addresses. You can modify your system's end-to-end direct interface functionality by accessing the end-to-end direct setup menu in the medical master files. You can modify your system's end-to-end direct interface functionality by accessing the end-to-end direct setup menu in the medical master files. From the main menu, click the Medical Records button on the top left side of the screen. When the Medical Records screen appears, click the Medical Master Files button, and from the Medical Master Files screen, select the Interface Setup option. The Interface Setup screen will appear where you can select the End-to-End Direct Setup button to access the Direct Setup menu. The End-to-End Direct Setup menu contains all of the items that may be needed to customize your office's direct messaging process. At the top of the Direct Setup menu, the first item allows you to adjust the CCD setup options. When the CCD setup screen is accessed, you will notice that the default document codes will be present for all incoming. When the CCD setup screen is accessed, you will notice that default document codes will be present for all incoming, outgoing, and portal CCD documents. These document codes allow the system to categorize and/or label all direct CCD documents with their appropriate description. These document codes should not be changed from their default settings. The next link represents the default user that has been designated to receive CCDs when received via direct messaging. The next link represents the default user that has been designated to receive CCDs when received via direct messaging. A user must be assigned to each provider who is participating in direct messaging in order to receive the CC documents. You can assign a user. You can assign a user to each provider's account by clicking the Setup Incoming CCD. You can assign a user to each provider's account by clicking the Setup Incoming CCD Users button on the button line at the top of the screen. When the button is clicked on, a list of all of the direct messaging participants in your office will appear. To the right of the provider's name and doctor number will be the user who is assigned to receive CCDs for that provider's direct messaging address. Click over the desired provider and the user selection pop-up will appear. From the pop-up, you can select the appropriate user from the listing. Then, any CCDs that are sent to that provider's direct messaging address will be routed to that user's Open Documents listing. If no user is selected for a provider, any CCDs that are received will automatically be routed to the default user. Back at the CCD setup screen, the CCD procedure setup allows you to designate specific document codes that may be referenced for the procedure section of a CCD. The CCD procedure setup allows you to designate specific document codes that may be referenced for the procedure section of a CCD. If a document code is selected for a procedure, when your system creates a CCD, it will search for any item in the patient's chart that has been labeled with the particular document code. If the Pull from History document checkbox is clicked, any procedure or synonymous procedure name that is listed in the patient's medical history will also be added and dated on the CCD. If the Pull from History document checkbox is clicked, any procedure or synonymous procedure name that is listed in the patient's medical history will also be added and dated on the CCD. When you return to the end-to-end direct setup menu, the next button allows you to modify the C62 document setup. The C62 setup is very similar to the CCD setup, where default document codes will be present for the incoming and outgoing documents. The end-to-end direct user will be assigned as the default user for all received C62 documents. If a user is not pre-selected for a provider in the list below, any C62 document that is sent to that provider's direct messaging address will be contained in the end-to-end direct user. You can click over any provider in the listing to access the user selection pop-up and assign the appropriate user to that provider. The next item available at the setup menu is the Setup Immunization Import option. This option allows you to select the user that will hold all of the immunizations when they have been imported from a CCD. The end-to-end direct user will be preset as the default user in your system. A user must be assigned at this screen in order to import immunizations. If a user is not selected, you will be prompted to select one when importing from the CCD. The Setup Lab Import options works in the same way as the Immunization Import option. When importing labs from a CCD, a user must be selected in the Default User for Imports field at this screen. When importing labs from a CCD, A user must be selected in the... When importing labs from a CCD, a user must be selected in the default User for Imports field at the screen. If a user is not assigned here, you will be prompted to select one when importing a lab. If a user is not assigned here, you will be prompted to select one when importing lab results from the CCD. In MedEnt, a lab company must be associated with all lab results. Because the lab companies are not given in the lab section of CCDs, the interface department will create a default lab company on your system. Because lab companies are not given in the lab section of CCDs, the interface department will create a default lab company on your system named N2N CCD Import. This lab company is simply for documentation purposes. All direct messages will be sent and received as triages in MedEnt. All direct messages will be sent and received as triages in MedEnt. All direct messages will be sent and received as triages in MedEnt. The triage message setup at the direct setup menu allows you to select a reason code for all incoming and outgoing direct triages. The reason code direct in will represent all incoming direct triages, and the reason code direct out will designate all outgoing triages. These reason codes have been preset in your system and should not be changed. The end-to-end direct user will default to contain all of the direct triages that are received in your system. If necessary, you can change the user that receives direct triages for each provider. By clicking over the provider and selecting from the list in the user selection pop-up. In order to take full advantage of the direct messaging interface in MedEnt, it is very important that your system's direct document coding is fully completed. Direct document coding will allow your system to label direct documents that are sent and received with the appropriate master document code. When the direct document coding is properly set up, the system will be able to specify certain document types as opposed to when the direct document coding is properly set up The system will be able to specify certain document types as opposed to simply labeling them with the generic C62 document code. The column on the left side of the direct document coding setup screen. Displays the available document categories and subcategories. The inbound column allows you to select one document code for each category and subcategory that is listed. Click over the pull-down button. The inbound column allows you to select one document code for each category and subcategory that is listed. Click over the pull-down button for the category you wish to select a code for, and the master document selection pop-up will appear. You can use the search box at the bottom of the pop-up to narrow the selection results. Click on the appropriate document code when you have found it in the listing, and it will be added in that category's inbound column on the document code setup screen. Click on the appropriate document code when you have found it in the listing, and it will be added in that category's inbound column on the document code setup screen. If a document code cannot be matched with an incoming direct document, if a document code cannot be matched with an incoming direct document, then the document will be labeled with the default C62 incoming code. If a document code cannot be matched with an incoming direct document, then the document will be labeled with the default C62 incoming code. The outbound column allows you to select multiple document codes for each category. The outbound column allows you to select multiple document codes for each category. When multiple outbound document codes are selected for a certain category, the system will be able to recognize any documents with those corresponding codes. When multiple outbound document codes are selected for a certain category, the system will be able to recognize any documents with those corresponding codes. When a direct message is sent, those documents will all be identified as part of the specific coding category. Those documents will all be identified as part of that specific coding category. Click the Select button for the category you wish to edit, and the Master Document Selection pop-up will appear. Again, you can use the search box at the bottom of the pop-up to narrow the list of selection results. Again, you can use the search box on the bottom of the pop-up to narrow the list of selection results. After you have added all of the document codes that are needed, press the OK button to return to the document coding setup screen. You will notice that the select buttons will become highlighted after one or more of the document codes have been chosen. Please note that a specific document code cannot be used more than one. Please note that a specific document code cannot be used for more than one outbound category. Please note that a specific document code cannot be used for more than one outbound category. You can click the Validate button on the button line at the top of the screen to double check that each outgoing document code has only been used once. Back to setup. Medint searches the SureScripts direct messaging directory. Medint searches the SureScripts direct messaging directory daily and will update your referring Dr. Master file with any new direct messaging addresses that are associated with an MPI number found in your system. On a daily basis, Medint will search for the SureScripts direct messaging directory. Medint will search the SureScripts direct messaging directory for any new direct messaging addresses that are associated with an established NPI number, on a daily basis, Medint will search the SureScripts direct messaging directory for any new direct messaging addresses that are associated with an established NPI number in your system. Medint will automatically update your referring doctor master file with any new direct addresses that match a referring provider's NPI number. Medint will automatically update your referring doctor master file with any new direct addresses that match a referring provider's NPI number. If a referring doctor's NPI number is associated with more than one direct messaging address, Medint will not add the address into the referring doctor master file. It will be up to the office to add these addresses manually. At the direct setup menu, the end-to-end auto match log will display any provider in the referring doctor master files. That was not updated after searching the SureScripts directory. The log will include the provider's name and referring doctor number, along with a reason. The log will include the provider's name and referring doctor number, along with a reason for not matching in the SureScripts directory. After you have reviewed the AutoMatch log, you can reference that. Click the Edit View button below the referring doctor listing, and you will be able to search for the provider by name, doctor number, or specialty. Click over the provider you would like to review, and the referring doctor information screen will appear. You can manually enter the provider's direct messaging address by clicking the Direct Address button on the button line at the top of the screen. If you do not know the provider's address, you can use the end-to-end directory lookup, where you will be able to search by the provider's name, organization, and end-to-end specialty code. If you do not know the provider's address, you can use the end-to-end directory lookup, where you will be able to search by the provider's name, organization, and end-to-end specialty code. The final setup option that we will review allows direct messaging providers. To monitor incoming direct triages and end-to-end exceptions. The final setup option that we will review allows direct messaging providers to monitor incoming direct triages and end-to-end exceptions. This is a per-user setup option and is highly recommended to ensure the effectiveness of the direct. This is a per-user setup option and is highly recommended to ensure the effective. This is a per-user setup option and is highly recommended to ensure the effectiveness of direct messaging in your office. Each MedEnt user who will be monitoring direct messaging in your office should set up the end-to-end triages button and the end-to-end exceptions holding tank on the bottom of their chart central screen. Each MedEnt user who will be monitoring direct messaging in your office should set up the end-to-end triages. Each MedEnt user who will be monitoring direct messaging in your office should set up the end-to-end triages button and the end-to-end exceptions holding tank on the bottom of their chart central screen. By clicking the chevron, you can use the hammer and wrench icon to access the chart central setup screen. At the setup screen, scroll through the list of available bottom buttons. And when you find the end-to-end exceptions option, click over it to add it to your selected items. The end-to-end exceptions button will access the end-to-end holding tank. The end-to-end exceptions button will access the direct holding tank, which will contain any direct. The end-to-end exceptions button will access the direct holding tank, which will contain any direct messages that have been received and do not match an existing patient in your system. You should also select a triage button to be added for monitoring your office's direct messaging triages. Highlight the end-to-end exceptions item in the selected. Highlight the end-to-end exceptions item in the selected column, and click the Edit button to customize the item. Highlight the End-to-End Exceptions item in the Selected column and click the Edit button to customize this feature. In the Edit screen, you will be able to change the button's display name and tooltip title. In the Edit screen, you will be able to change the button's display name and tooltip title. MedEnt recommends that you set the Show Date and Time field to Yes. MedEnt recommends that you set the Show Date and Time field to Yes. This will allow the button to display the date and time that the most recent end-to-end exceptions were received. This will allow the button to display the date and time that the most recent end-to-end exception was received. MedEnt recommends that you set the Show Date and Time field to Yes. This will allow the button to display the date and time that the most recent end-to-end exception was received. When you have finished modifying the end-to-end exceptions option, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. Back at the Chart Central setup screen, you should now edit the triage item. Back at the Chart Central setup screen, you should now edit the triage item that you have added to your selected column. Again, you will be able to change the display name and tooltip title to indicate that the button will access the list of incoming direct triages. It is also recommended that you set the Show Date and Time field to Yes. To display the date and time that the most recent direct triage was received. Here, it is also recommended that you set the Show Date and Time field to Yes to display the date and time that the most recent direct triage was received. Based on your triage messaging setup in the Medical Master Files, you should click the Assigned User link and select any of the users whose triages display. You should click the Assigned User link and select any of the users whose triages should display at your Chart Central screen. When all of the necessary users have been added, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the pop-up. If the end-to-end direct user is not used by your office, but you would like to display all of the incoming direct triages at your Chart Central screen, you can click the Reason Code link, and when the pop-up appears, select the Direct Incoming Message Code. and when the pop-up appears, select the Direct Incoming Message Code. You can click the Reason Code link, and when the pop-up appears, select the Direct Incoming Message Code. This will display any triage that is received as a direct message. This will display any triage that is received as a direct message. This will display any triage that is received as a direct message. When your triage button setup is complete, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the Chart Central setup area. When your triage button setup is complete, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the Chart Central setup area. If all of the changes that were needed have been added, you can click the check mark again to return to the Chart Central screen. At the bottom of Chart Central, the buttons will now be available and active for incoming direct messages. At the bottom of your Chart Central screen, the buttons will now be available and active for incoming direct messages. At the bottom of your Chart Central screen, the buttons will now be available and active for incoming direct messages. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging setup and document coding video tutorial.